The newly announced shutdown of the General Motors plant in Janesville will apparently cause 2,600 people to look for new jobs by 2010. GM says there's been a big drop in demand for the sport utility vehicles and medium-duty trucks made in Janesville. GM's announcement comes the same day as the release of a national report about jobs tied to more energy-efficient and environmentally friendly industries. The co-author of the Green Jobs Report is University of Massachusetts economist Bob Polin. He says what companies like GM need to do more of is invest in vehicles that will sell in a green economy.
So the investment opportunities for the auto industry are going to be in energy-efficient cars. Whether they get built in the United States or Japan or elsewhere is a matter of how competitive the U.S. decides to be.
Polin says building energy-efficient cars won't increase employment in the automotive sector, but will preserve the jobs that would otherwise be lost. Dan Lashoff of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the climate change bill pending in Congress would include incentives for automakers to build advanced high-tech vehicles.
That can meet people's mobility desires with low emissions.
But the climate change bill may not make it out of Congress, and General Motors says it has no plans to put in new production lines at Janesville. Some local, state, and federal politicians say they'll try to change GM's mind. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.